Okay, hi guys, hello, hey, welcome back to Solis. Okay, this is, I don't know how long it has been. I don't know, it has been like a long time. I don't think I've recorded this yet. This is probably my first episode this year, but I have realized that I cannot control how I record. Okay, I can, but like I choose not to because of how stressful school is, honestly. So today I have a guest with me. Okay, you guys say hi to Rere.
Hi guys. Okay. My name is Rere Adewi. So yeah, it's amazing to be a guest on this podcast.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm a big, like a big fan.
Can you please, I beg.
Oh my god, guys, like you people don't even know.
Honestly. Okay, so we finished our exams for like our first semester, 200 level first semester.
Yeah.
So, and okay, so like both of us are in like different courses. She's studying computer science, I'm studying mass comm, if you guys don't know that. So she has like this elective 100 level course that she has to do, and because 100 level students resumed late, they are doing like their whole first and second semester together. So they don't have any holiday. So while 200 to 500 level are at home enjoying their holiday, 100 level students have to be in school to like complete their first semester, and so that they can catch up like second semester with us. Yeah. And because she's doing a 100 level course, she has to be in school.
Have to be here.
And unfortunately, Mascom M200 level, we have a borrowed course that we're doing also psychology. And because it's 100 level course, I have to be in school. But thankfully, there was a solution.
Slides. I think they should write slide on your forehead. Print it. Everybody should know that Tamilore Akinlaya.
No.
Slide.
It's actually not my fault.
The whole of Mascom.
They're
all slides.
No, okay, let me make you feel better. Not everyone is going home.
It doesn't matter.
Like, we have the option.
It doesn't matter. The people I know are all going home.
And I gladly took the option to run to my house because. So I'll be leaving school today is Monday, and I'll be leaving school Wednesday because I really have to be here the whole 3 weeks.
No, I don't think you guys even get, because first of all, when me and the computer science guys doing the elective we're doing is economics, so we're just like, okay, it won't be so bad. We had already like accepted. We didn't even think it was possible to go and beg. Only for us to hear that mass come, they were as in giving the lecturers bad words that we cannot stay.
As for this thing got to our vice chancellor, you guys. Do you know how serious it is? Because it's not fair.
What is not fair? It's a course you're doing.
You're in the mental stress.
What is mental stress? It's for me that I'm here. I have 3 heads.
You people in computer science enjoy Covenant University.
Excuse me. We don't. We actually. No, and you know, I'm just like, okay. By the time we heard Mascom was doing this, first of all, it's like their whole department, so they're even like a lot. Us, because it's an elective, most guys did the math course.
That's the 200 level course.
Yes, that's the 200 level course. So they didn't have to stay back. But when I attended that first class, it wasn't numbers, it wasn't letters, it was symbols. Okay. I was like, no, sorry, bro. Like, this can't be me. And because me and some other girls were just at the back, and like, our faces, like, they could feel, the teacher was going around, and he was like, the girls at the back here are angry. What happened? Why are you guys angry? We didn't even answer him because, like, sir, what is this?
It doesn't make sense.
You know what? After this, let's just go and do the economics and everything.
Yeah, but you're enjoying the economics.
Excuse me. Do you know why it even makes sense? I'm only like, really, I don't even enjoy it. It's not like I'm not enjoying it, but like, it's just there because it's secondary school economics.
Yeah.
Demand and supply, economic tools, all that kind of like stuff I know. So basically, I'm just refreshing my memory to just write their test, write their exam, and going. Because all the math guys now, they were crying after their test. They were crying. Okay,
No. Cannot be you.
So,
So this episode is basically about how we've been suffering in school.
So, it's been 2 days.
Do you actually get? People left. So like the school vacated on Saturday, and today is Monday. If you know what we did Was it okay? Was it on Saturday?
The only full day we've actually had was yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
It was the time. It's like
it's
3:30. Wow. We've not done anything.
This is
and
hard.
It feels like
they are going to do this for 3 weeks.
Tamilare, no. Now that I think about it, if not that, it will take me like. Okay, it's taking me like 15k to go to Lagos.
Yeah.
15k to come back. If not that, we're going to be like 30k for the whole thing. Oh no. I'll disappear. But I just thought about it. I'll not spend 30k to go for like 5 days and come back. It's not logical.
Worth it.
Exactly.
Enjoy your theory.
Shut up. I hate you.
So basically Asia has been very somehow, like the days are going so slow, it doesn't even make sense. Do you know, I woke up this morning, I ate, I went back to sleep, I woke up and I was like, guy, it's just 1:30. How am I?
I don't even think I'm sleeping. I actually don't think
it's
I'm
horrible. Sleeping. And then because like there's actually, okay, because it's like, okay, you have two classes.
Yeah,
two a week. Yeah. So that's two different days. Mass comm. It's one class a week, Tuesdays for 2 hours. So okay, my Monday like minus Tuesdays will be very free. All I've doing in my life, I'll just say I'm because there's nothing to do. I'll just be jumping up and down the hall with two. Let me relate to mass comm students.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Oh my god.
You're actually going to try.
Jesus, Tumblr. No, you see? No, this is why I had a plan. Let me explain. So, when I didn't even tell my mommy about this whole like meeting and like having to stay back thing for a while. It was just one day she was like, I ain't saying anything about you guys vacation. I'm like, oh, sorry, mommy. I thought I told you. This is what's happening. And she was like, oh, okay, like that's fine. Everybody always has that one time you have to stay in school that she understands and everything. She was like, okay, so now what's your plan for these 3 weeks? You know, okay, you have a lot of time, you're not doing anything, you're just having like two classes every week. What are you going to do? I was like, oh, mom, don't worry, like I've already planned everything. I'm going to do an online course and everything. I said I was going to practice makeup.
Okay, now.
I said I was going to do online. I think that was just basically what I said. She was like, yeah, she just said, oh, I need to, you need to grow spiritually too. You can't just waste it. Use this time to get closer to God. And I was like, okay, yes, mommy. I felt like this was all part of my plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yesterday, she called me. I called her. Wish I had a call. And she was like, oh, so how are you? She was laughing. How are you feeling being alone? Everything. I was like, it's not that bad. Like, I'm the only person in my room now because my roommates went home. And they didn't move us to other rooms again as they initially planned. So, like, I just have my room to myself. So, it's calm. Like, the way I would have been at home, my room by myself. And then she was like, oh, okay, so you've been free for a while now. Your exam's finished, like, since Thursday. So, what have you done since then? And I just stopped. I said, God,
you blanked.
God, what am I going to tell this woman? Because on what that Friday, okay, Friday I was in chapel all day for some choir stuff. Saturday, after the choir service, all those people went. Yeah. What did you do? I was watching film.
Actually, we were just lazing around. Slept.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Then around 6, we now went out for like an hour. Went to buy food.
We walked around for no apparent reason.
It was in time, was when we were slowly. We thought it was barely
like,
an
exactly,
hour.
Like, by the time, exactly, by the time we had done everything we had done, it was like 40-something, 50-something.
Like, what was all of this? So after that, came back. And then Sunday, again, after church, what did I do?
That church service was even...
It was long
for no 7 to 9. It felt like forever for no.
I think it was the sermon. The way I was even sleeping, I was just like, Riri, you don't sleep. Like, what's happening? I was shocked though. I was like, it's interesting. I just didn't want them to catch me and make me stand up because that would have been like pretty embarrassing.
Like but walking, like the way your guy was like walking around.
Oh my god,
chaplain!
Oh my god,
was walking around the entire service. Like, you know, if you're not writing, if you're not awake, send you out. So carry your book and your pen and pretend to write. If you're serious about it, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
I think so. Before I slept,
I wasn't talking to anybody in service, but I didn't write.
I don't. Yesterday. Then after that, what did I do? I know it's, I was watching King of Boys because I've been postponing it too since it came out. So I was like, I have time now, let me watch it. So when she called, I was actually watching it when she called, I paused. So what am I going to tell this woman now? So I was just like, oh, you know, there was one online course on EDX I was doing. So I've just been,
trying to work
that.
And
that's just what I've been
doing.
Have
you actually?
Tell me that. That's not the question. We can't, I can't expose myself because who knows?
I understand.
She just, this thing gets to her.
Yeah, your own, no.
No, I don't say anything included now. I'm actually doing this.
Yeah,
I'm actually doing this.
You
are. Yeah. She's. Anyhow, sharp. Yeah. I think I was slept off watching it, you know, on the last episode.
Are you serious?
And I just suddenly woke up. I was like, what's the time? It was like 5:30. I'm like, okay. And I shut down my laptop and I went back to, and I woke up by 8:30. Then I had to do like some poster stuff for choir. Like, I'm in the committee.
Sorry.
That like makes birthday posters for like people for their birthdays and everything.
Sorry.
So they are sending like the list and everybody's pictures. So I was like, let me not send it to anybody to do it, because normally it's supposed to be like two people. I did the last month with someone else, but he's going on IT, and all the other members of the group chat are IT or final year. So I said, I don't fit. Let me just sit and do this thing by myself. So I just did it and sent it. People like, oh my gosh, thank you. We love it so much. It's so grateful. I'm like, yeah, guys, yeah. So after that, what did I not do? Oh my god, I talked to Tanya and Daniela today.
Oh, okay. Tanya, you guys haven't met Tanya and Daniela, but like in due time. I'm hoping like really I want to do like an episode with like all of us.
Oh my god, that'd be crazy.
Jesus, it would be so much, so much. But like I think
many things will happen.
Yeah, but because I'm going home on Wednesday, because I'm going home on Wednesday, they're coming over to my like next week, so hopefully if I have the vibe, I'll record another episode next week. I'm so sorry. It can be like
I've
a
accepted
call.
That you're
it can be like I'm not a trick.
Do you know Tamara didn't even tell me she was going home?
Do you know I wasn't sure I was going home till Friday. Because I wasn't sure I was going home till Friday.
But
it was like a lot of back and forth with like our HUD and the VC.
But it was outside. When I was telling, I think it was David.
Yeah.
I was saying like, oh, do you know I hate Tamilore? And
I said it at first.
You know, I said, is it because I'm going home?
Yes.
And I did not even know. And
she just exposed her.
I can't remember why I hated her at that point in time. She did something. What did you do?
I don't remember,
but there was a reason.
But
I didn't know. She just said, is it because I'm going? I was like, what?
Do you know the thing? At that time, I said that I wasn't even sure I was going home. I just heard from my HUD that,
tell me, this was
about
like 7
Yes. I found out I was going home by like 8:30. Because like, I saw Ore. Ore and I walked to her sister's hall to drop something for her birthday. And I was like, oh, have you seen like what they said on the group chat? That, oh, they said we're going home. And she now explained to us, and okay, see, the suffering that comes with this going home thing. So because they don't want us to miss any of the two classes, we have to do like a marathon class, and it's 2 hours for that 3 weeks, so that's 6 hours of class. And because of that, we have to like do that 6 hours of class like straight, not in a day. So they split it to 2 days. So they split it to Wednesday, Tuesday,
why
and Wednesday.
Why 3 and 3? Why 4 and 2? That's so strange.
No, it's 3 and 3.
I thought you were saying 4 and 2 before.
Okay, no. So because we have the class originally on Tuesday tomorrow, we're going to have the original class, then the 3 hours class. And then Wednesday again, the other 3 hours of class.
No.
Yes.
So you guys have
5 hours and then 3 hours. So that's 8 hours. Yeah.
How did you get that for me? No, I was already counting the 6.
I'm good with numbers.
Actually, I don't know. Oh, sorry, I apologize.
Is it because I'm studying maths?
Yes, because you've been always crying about it. But don't worry, that's actually fine. But I was like, I was counting 6 first, and I was trying to, I don't know why the 2 wasn't adding. I was about to say 9. I was like, that can't be 9. That's
maybe
3.
I don't get it.
Shut up. I think the issue is because my own class is 3 hours.
Yeah.
So normally I have a 2 hour class Tuesday evening, 5 to 7. PMO.
Yeah.
7. Why am I having class at 7 p.m.? Rubbish.
It's beautiful. You walk
Shut
back.
Up.
Sorry.
Then Wednesday, 5 to 6. So obviously that's 3 hours in a week. We have 3 weeks. That's supposed to be 9 hours. I think that's where the confusion was from. But how they? I don't even know if they can go as 9 hours.
Of course, straight.
For 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm not interested.
Are you sure?
Yeah, do you know? Funny enough, our test, they told us last week that our test is next week. It's going to be during the 1 hour class. That's on Wednesday. So I have test everywhere.
Do you know? I'm not even sure.
I've not opened the book since the last test.
If I tell you something, God. If any covenant in university, like important person is interested, I'm in so much trouble.
Jesus.
Do you know that?
Jesus.
Our first test, yeah. It was supposed to be like online. Mm-hmm. And because we were so many, because like it's not just 200 levels. Mm-hmm. You have 100 level students that are not even psychology. So you have 100 level psychology, 100 level marketing, 100 level, I think, business admin, like some other courses during that course. So we are very, like, quite a lot. And the network was bad. It was bad. Okay, it's not my fault. The network was bad.
What did you do?
And the man said, okay, well, if you couldn't do the test, you do it next class. And because, like, we had exams coming up, so they had to, like, collate everything for us. So I don't know what happened, though. I honestly, God, I don't know what happened. I swear. I opened my portal to check my test scores. And I didn't even see it initially because, like, okay, because I haven't done my test one, I don't have any. I just took a screenshot of my portal and I sent it to my mom. And my mom was like, Tamia, what do you have? Okay, so the test was over five, I think. The test was over five. 15. Okay, the test was over 15. But please keep in mind that everybody had bad grades in this course. Because I know people that were sitting beside me the day they were doing the test. Somebody got two, somebody got three. And today, and my mom just like, and because she knows it's 15 marks, she messaged me, she's like, Tamina, why do you have 4 over 15 in psychology?
Jesus,
and the next thing I said was that I have test results in psychology.
Are you sure it's not 200 level psychology?
No, it's 100 level. I didn't register 200 level psychology. I registered 100 level psychology.
As in, you not registered? I'm talking, when I say psychology, I'm talking about GST.
No, not GST. It wasn't GST, it was
psychology.
It's philosophy, really.
Jesus.
It's philosophy. I think
that explains my test score.
What's going on?
Jesus, no, this is
so
my
it,
test
so score. And I was like, I have test scores here. And she's like, yes, how do you have 4 over 15? I said, if I'm being honest with you, I didn't even write tests.
So
and I went back to meet some of my classmates. Who did you guys get? People that wrote the test got 1 over 15. I said, okay. I believe this is God.
Because.
But I'm still going to write, like, the first test when he uploads it. Is it that. I wish I write it. I've got time.
Because I'm not that big of a man. I won't wear my classmates forever.
No,
let me explain.
Because of the exams.
Yes. So we went, first week of exam, we went for the. We're just like. First of all, the first week of exam, we had like exams every single day.
Yeah.
I went to say, how are we going to be attending a class when we have exams? So we just went on the first day by like past five. Class was 5:30. Class was a chapel. That's closer than going all the way to the lecture theater. So me and my girls, we took a nice stroll there. First of all, we left by like 5:10. We got there like 5:20.
Can you imagine?
Then by 5:30, we were like, it's like we'll be going. You know, what's all this? Why are we? We have an exam. So one of the children, I'm going to meet this woman. We can't be going for class. We have an exam. Everything. So she went around trying to look for the woman. She now found her. Man now gave us a pen and said we should sign.
That
we don't have to come. We told her that we couldn't come for the Wednesday class that week and for the two classes the next week, but we could come on the last week since it was just general courses and everything. So, when we heard the news, we were overjoyed. So, we're not like, okay, should we just wait till like 6? This was really like 40 something, let's just wait till like 6 in case other guys come to sign. At the point, like, well, we don't care anymore, let's be going.
Yeah.
We now dropped the attendance and left. Then that's how we didn't go the first week. Then the last week of exam, are we going or not? Let's go. We shall gathered everybody. We're now beginning the movement. We said, okay, I think this is in chapel because it was supposed to be chapel during the exam. So we got to chapel. It was next to how we start with LT now? This was already like 5:17. I was like, God. So we went all the way to LT. And we got there, it was like 5:30. Then they finally went to get, when she now called for course reps to go and get attendance, the person that normally goes to get it went to get it. And then Kim was like, and you know, said that, oh, the woman was like, why did we come? That we did not have to come. And I was like, what? So I dragged myself out of my, first of all, that Tuesday, I went to play with my friends. And it was very fun because I was with one of my friends that's a photographer. So he was doing a shoot and he was like, oh, you guys just come and like just stay with me while I'm doing a shoot. So it was fun, everything.
Baby people slide me.
Shut up.
So you we're guys playing. Slide
me. We're playing. I was like, oh, you guys, I have to leave early because I have a class at 5. I left by like 3:45-ish. So I'm like, can you imagine that? Should be I'm playing with my friends now if this was not the case. But we're just like, since we're already here, let's just stay. So we stay to the end of the class.
Let's just stay.
Like 6:30, and we didn't go the next day, did we? No, we didn't go the next day.
You know what's actually very irritating? The fact that I think they purposely designed our like exam timetable to work around that class, because the class is Tuesday.
They did. So I assure you, they did.
So every Tuesday we didn't have class. I mean, a paper. So we had to, like, you didn't have a reason not to go for that class.
I assure you, they did.
It was so frustrating.
I'm 100% sure these people, they did.
This is our life now.
We've not even talked about how like we've been feeling. No,
hey,
this we've not gotten there yet. So today, what have I done? Nothing. Oh, actually, I've said what I've done today, but
have we said that at the beginning?
Yes, we actually did. But it's the thing is, when Tabloy came into my room, I just started laughing because I was like, I feel like a slob. I'm very clean.
We had an empty capsule. Like, what's it called? Like, is it a sachet?
No.
Sha, you know that thing that Capri Sun comes in?
Pack.
Yeah, like
Sha,
pack.
Sha had empty Capri Sun.
Sha had an empty Capri Sun in her hand. And she was like, Tamlura, I feel like it's slow.
And I dropped and it on the floor.
She just dropped it on the floor so dramatically. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I haven't.
God.
Okay, I think the only place I have gone far is like, I climbed 300 floor today. I was very proud of myself. I was very happy.
I see, since these people went up, I'm not gone. I've not passed this 100 floor.
I went to 300 floor. And I always forget that there are other people in school, like, besides us.
You get. There are actually so many. There are enough people in school, though.
Yes. Because chapel was quite full. It was
chapel
very
was
full.
The whole of 111. They said 411 engineering is in school.
Yes.
And so finally,
I know mass comp for 400 levels are around. Most of them.
I had most final year guys in school because they want to finish their projects. On their project and stuff.
That is so
then
cool.
There are people that have carryovers.
But like those ones are optional. Like they give them the option to go home.
True.
But some of them just decided to
stay.
Then, it's okay, Sha.
Oh, those 8 years guys.
Yeah, 8 years. Good for them. So this is how we have been feeling lately in Covenant University.
Maybe tomorrow will be a better day.
Do you think? I have class tomorrow.
I have class tomorrow too.
I'm actually happy. I won't be in the hall. I mean, I hate the fact that I have to walk to my building. It's not in the morning, is it?
It's your class number. Like, is your class not 10 to 12?
Yeah.
Not 5. So it's basically still going to be like today. But I feel like, no, like jokes apart, what I actually planned, I actually still want to do it. I just need to get myself. I don't know. I just get it laughing though. But I just need to like get myself to that point.
Yeah.
Like I just need to motivate myself enough to actually
do it.
Because I was thinking of like 3 weeks, I'm not going to be doing anything for more than half the time. The only time that I'm required to be out of my room are Tuesday 5 to 7, Wednesday 5 to 6, Friday morning for chop, Thursday chapel service.
You're going for chop. Sorry, mistake.
Sorry.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
You have no opinion
here. I'm sorry.
Besides, I still need the attendance to write the exam. So I don't think I'm going to jeopardize. Shit, and I don't go for chop throughout the exam apart from the first week because I had
did not go at all. I didn't
paper.
Go at all.
I went the first week because I had an ATM paper. After.
I did not go.
So as I was saying, what was I saying now?
Like you want to complete
yes.
like, the things
so
you can.
So I actually want, and then okay, since Tamara is leaving me, I need to like.
Don't make
it
sound
myself.
Like that.
You are. I need to further occupy myself, so I'm going to be going for choir rehearsal. Yeah. So the square rehearsal today, even by 6:50.
Go Ray Ray.
So now, oh my God, so now I'm going to be out every day. Jesus, this is not the plan.
It's a nice plan.
This is not the plan. I'll actually go out every single day. You have Monday, 6:50.
Yeah.
When Tuesday, 5 p.m. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Thursday morning, chapel service. Friday morning, chop. Saturday, choir rehearsal again. Sunday chapel service. That FFF.
What's that? Is it compulsory?
Yes, they said it's compulsory.
For everyone that's in
for
school?
For every student on campus.
No, man.
Okay, I don't think I'm actually going to school. But, so I'm actually going to be out every day.
Your vice chancellor listening to this podcast being like, excuse me? What? Find me the students.
Find me these girls. Oh, we've been giving them so much information.
You get.
Any hoosies, they should have fun.
Yeah, we have tried our best, honestly. We deserve to be pampered and spoiled.
You get. I was even chatting with some idiots today, and they were sending me, yesterday. So Tanya and then I went out.
They went to Yellow Chimney.
And yes, they went to Yellow Chimney. And Tanya, like, she sends me pictures of her virgin mojito. And
Tanya is so rude. Tanya is actually rude.
This is so nice of you. Same picture of her fish. Like, oh, they only gave me 3 chicken. Who asked you?
Can you imagine?
Who asked you? And I'm just saying, okay, have fun.
Daniela keeps telling me, hurry up and come home. Am I time? Like, am I actually time?
I'm going to, oh, God. You're like, oh, so you're not coming at all? So that when you come, we can go out. I'm like, okay, all of it. You cannot contribute money, actually. You cannot contribute.
You know,
you can get this.
Send Rere to Lagos Ways.
Yes, I think
it's a movement.
Go for me.
That's not a bad idea.
But seriously, no for seriously.
No.
I just need 30k, guys. So 30k can get me to Lagos. And back.
Yeah. So. If you were serious about it, you could have just followed me when I was running.
But then you're not coming back. Before you were going to come back.
Who was going to come back?
No, can't you remember that time you were saying you were going to take eggs?
Okay, yes, I was going to take
eggs. Exactly. So if that was the case, no problem. I'd have followed you. We'd have come back. Because since we both have class on Tuesday, we would have had to be back before Tuesday. So if you had gone, we could have gone on Wednesday. If I had gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We would have come back on Monday.
Yeah.
But you get it's like still that would have been, exactly. I would have been able to go, but seeing as that's not the case, and I don't even want to like broach this idea to my mommy. But she's just gonna be like, excuse me.
Stay there. Have fun.
Do your
online course.
Yeah. I'll show you. I can't guess. But now I just remember that the course I wanted to do was introduction to programming in C. And like,
Don't explain it.
C is a programming language.
I beg.
And like, I'm so over that. Like, I'm a bigger girl than that now.
Yes,
I've done C. I did C last semester. This semester, I did C++ and Python. So like, now I'm thinking about all the courses I wanted to do. Like, I know them.
Yeah.
So,
It's pointless.
But I might do Java ahead of next
semester.
Yeah, because apparently next semester we're doing Java and C#. And like, I hate the whole range of C. They are very, very disgusting. Like C, C++. I don't know what C# is, but like, if it's the way it has been going, that each one is worse than the last. I'm quite sure C# will be.
Let me just, handshake. Good luck.
So, hopefully, maybe I'll just do something in C#. Something in Java. Just at least get an idea so that next semester I'll not be crying as I'm typing my code, because if you want to enter the world of computer science, my dears, you need
think
to be
wisely
sure that you want to do it, because that thing can make you cry. As in, I've seen grown women cry. I'm saying grown women, I'm talking about my friends that have cried, like, why is this code not working? What did I do? Like, there's actually no possible reason for it not to be working, but it just won't. There's one time it was I was practicing for the test, it was an assignment, and I was just like everything was correct. I had checked it 1 million times. All the semicolons were there, all my brackets, everything was. I was just like, what is this? I sent it to people, please help me check. What is the problem?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I just copied everything, pasted it in like a new check, like a new document, basically, mm-hmm. and ran it again, and it worked. Do you know? Like, so. So it just wanted to frustrate me and everything. But I really like Python. I think Python is my like favorite language. It's really, really nice. It's easy to understand.
Like I completely understand everything you're saying. It's making so
tell me
much
I can
sense.
Teach you.
Teach who?
You know what? Let's do that today when we're done recording this episode.
No, I have that appointment, don't you remember?
What?
You know, that appointment.
No, you don't have any appointment. I'm so sure.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
It's just, I'm just going to teach you how to, I know she doesn't. I'm just going to teach you like how to, you can just type your name, just print, my name is Tamila Monique.
Hey! No, why?
No.
Okay, yes. There's somebody in the background.
Yes, and she's making comments. She refused to join us.
She refused to join this episode, but you have the audacity to be commenting my names.
Do you get?
Are you rude?
This girl, she's actually not okay. Well, yeah,
that's everything. I've been playing Sims 4.
That's
if
that's
any
okay
of,
what she has been doing.
I have been playing. I am very, very, what's the word? Invested, yes.
Jesus.
I am very invested in this game. Mm. Like, I don't want to call myself an architect because I can feel David laughing at
Jesus.
Me.
If I you decide, can't call yourself.
No, but I'm very good at what I do in this game.
Yes. Oh, but it's a virtual reality game.
Okay.
Keyword game.
Okay, so your point is, can what you do what I do? Can you
try,
build?
Yes, I can.
Interior designing is
oh
very
my God.
Difficult.
Do you know I have worked with actual interior design? What am I saying? No. Take me serious. I'm actually being serious. So, in secondary school, when I didn't know what I wanted to be,
yeah.
So I was just trying out stuff. So during my GST holiday, that's like the longest holiday you ever have, like
in your entire
schooling
life.
Yes. Because even after like uni, I start working, I don't have holiday
yeah.
either. So basically, that's the longest holiday your entire life. It was like 5 months. And then, oh, so I'm my
English.
my mom's friend is an architect, and like she works in this she was the head of one of these firms.
Yeah.
So my mom was talking about like, oh, then I wanted to do like interior design. She was like, okay, let her come to the office. I'll hook up with like interior
design
people.
Yeah.
They'll teach her some stuff, everything. So I went, and actually, really, I had fun. They gave me all these apps, SketchUp, ARCHICAD.
Stop it!
No. Yes, no, is that that's it? Isn't it? I used
interior AutoCAD.
Yes, I used AutoCAD.
Jesus.
So I had AutoCAD.
That's
and it was really
fun.
Yeah, like actually learned stuff, and I really liked it. But then, it's just I don't know. Senior class came, and I was like, I don't know, what even happened to me? I think I just realized I didn't want to like do that again. So, well, how did I even decide to study computer science? Very interesting question. I think. So senior class came, I was like, oh, I liked economics, I like biology. I was looking for a course I had, but then I was like, oh, why economics? I searched that up. It was actually something. I was like, this is interesting and stuff. But then by the time SS3 came, like to make my final choice and everything, I think I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go and do computer science. I don't even know why computer science never came to my mind. Not that it didn't come to my mind,
yeah.
But like, yeah,
it just wasn't like
yes,
very
prominent
in your head.
Yeah. So I was like, computer science, not bad. There's plenty of money there. Let's go.
I just knew that I wanted to do. Okay, at first I wanted to be a writer. Okay, let me start from the beginning.
Jesus.
I wanted to be a musician. No, laugh me. No, laugh me.
I have a very continue.
And then I wanted to be a writer. I wrote 2 books actually. I was very serious in my writing. my mother was very serious with my rights. Till this day, she's upset about the fact that...
I can't totally relate.
I can't, that I'm not, like, writing anymore. Because, like, it's stressful.
Yeah.
I just know that I like coming up with the ideas, like, stories. And then the world of, you know, film entered my head. And I doesn't, there
wait,
isn't,
wait,
like...
Wait, you can combine, like, film and writing. You can be a script writer.
Hello. What part of I don't want to write?
Oh, sorry. Oops.
So that's where the role of a producer comes in. So... So like
Tammy the producer.
Stir. And because there is, I don't know, Sha, you can't Sha study. Okay, for my options, I couldn't, like, there wasn't a course as filmmaking in the university. So yeah. So I had to do mass comm, and then inside mass comm I'm going to major in broadcast, which will eventually lead me to my dreams by God's grace.
Whoa. Stop. So like in junior class, just three, before we feel like our SS1 subject selection form.
Yeah.
My mom was like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't even know. First of all, I left the subject selection form at home. She screamed at me, she wrote one and sent it to me and made me something. She didn't put further math. I was just like,
Further math is actually very nice.
What? Did you do it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I did further math SS1 and you? SS2.
Were you a science student?
I'm an art student.
So, do you know,
they made the compulsory in SS1 for us, but then it was optional in SS2 because I liked it. I love further math way better than math.
They say it's easier. I don't know. I did both. I still don't see.
Are you serious? Yeah. I think it's easier than math.
So, and then I wanted to be an accident at first, and I wanted to study fashion design. So my mom was even like, my mom, she was so invested. I feel like my mom is one of those people, like, she doesn't care what you're doing as long as that's what you want to do, you're passionate about, like, you're 100% sure that's it. So like when we were younger, I used to draw like clothes and stuff. When she traveled to the US, she got me this like design book. It had like different stencils of different, as in I had no, it wasn't hand, I got me that.
Brainwave.
I just remember it was one of my classmates in grade 4. Shout out to Jessica, thank you so much, that book really helped me. So
the fact that you moved from your mother to a classmate, but
like, yes, but my mom, she was like, oh, this is such a good idea. She was very supportive. And when I was like, oh, I wanted to study fashion, she was like, okay, let's check for school. She now found like the International Fashion Academy in Paris and sent it to me, sent the requirements, everything. But like, I needed like my IELTS, TOEFL. That's not so hard and everything. And then, so if you know, on my subject selection form, I actually wrote fashion design and technology. Wow. And my mom was like 100% behind me. She was just like, okay, since there's nothing like that, school, just study the sciences, let's go from there and everything. Senior school came, obviously. I don't know that I don't want to, but like, I really like it, but I don't want to study it. Do you get? And then there was now this day, I had like this, let's call it now, a vision. I saw myself.
Blood of Jesus.
No, but like, it was just this thing that like, I saw like I had like a company that had like different aspects. Cause like, I'm interested in so many different things that I can't like,
being a businesswoman, you can't pick one,
Yes. So like my company basically had like different branches doing
different things
that I'm interested in. I love cooking.
Cooking is very beautiful and very therapeutic. I love it. As far as I'm concerned,
I love it. But the moment you're like, you're forcing me to cook, excuse you.
Actually, like, go and sit down somewhere.
I don't like that.
I would do it at my own time.
Yes, don't be forcing me.
And when I'm happy and what I want to cook.
You got it. You got it. You know what's going on. So, like, I like that. I like photography too. I had this really crazy photography chest. Too many things happened in Gen 3. Only you.
Really?
Only
you
me.
Were a busy bee.
I was very busy.
You were a
I wanted
busy
to join
bee.
Like the photography club in school, but they were being very, very somehow about it.
They were so.
That's a story for another day. Because if I start that story now,
we no go.
Well, actually, I won't go. But like, yeah, so I'm interested in a lot of stuff. I actually hope I'm able to like pursue my dreams, have that company that like does everything I wanted to do. And I also love helping people, so like there'll also be that aspect of like helping people, the less privileged and stuff. Wow. This episode is long.
This is my longest episode.
Definitely.
This is my longest episode. And I've had a lot of fun recording it. Very, very insightful. I got to spend some time with girly.
Oh my gosh, girl. But you're leaving me, so I still hate you.
Blood of Jesus. It is not my fault. Mm. Okay, what do you want me to stay? You want me to stay? Fuck no. Jesus, I don't curse on this. I don't curse.
That's a lie.
I actually don't curse on this podcast.
I didn't say, not on the podcast, I'm
like, okay, yes. No, like, hey, God, my mother listens to this thing.
Oh, I think she already knows.
Okay, she does, but like,
I think she knows.
I just feel like it's better not for her not to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much for being here with
me.
Yeah,
I had so much fun today.
It's obvious.
I'm going to call the name of this other one
that's
in the background.
But her name is
Angela.
Yes.
Angela that refused to be here.
We literally begged.
We begged. She said, I can't talk.
Because it's three of us that are bored here. And she's just there. She's
reading her book and laughing.
Like,
I'm making snide comments in the background.
I don't make snide.
And you should have been commenting when you could have joined us.
So yeah.
Only commented Tamil already.
What?
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Jesus.
If you love
Jesus,
me, you will not see.
Tamil, I thank God that's saving me from saying this name now.
I don't even want to
it's
say who
God
gave me
that
name.
You.
But please, let's just keep it at that.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah.
Okay, let's just end it on a good note. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Because this is like, we actually really needed this.
Mm-hmm. Just
like to get out the frustration and everything. It was so important to us.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys like have fun listening to this podcast the same way we had fun recording this podcast.
Yes.
So
bye guys.
Till next time.
I hope you guys really liked me shout because I
yes. I hope you guys really enjoy Riri. Cause like you still see a lot of Riri. So regarding how I record, let me just be honest now. I don't even know if like recording I feel like it's work for me, but I'm just very lazy. I love recording podcasts. Mm-hmm. I love recording so lazy. I'm just very lazy to do it. That's the issue. So I feel like I have Riri with me. I have Daniela. I have Tanya. I have Angela. So like people will push me more to record.
Yes, I feel like it's actually not that bad. Just Tamara, come, let's just
exactly
record it. Like
that's just it. So
because
So thank you guys so much
for listening.
Till next time. Bye guys.
Bye.